Josh Lamaro. I'm an osteopath in Bendigo, and I dabble with epigenetics and nutritional science as well in the clinic.
Now, the shocking news is that people seem to be putting more weight on and becoming more obese, certainly in Australia. But you don't seem to think it's as simple as what people eat.
I think what people eat is a big part of it, but I think just in terms of the amount people eat, I don't think that's the right way to look at obesity. I think at the primary base of obesity, what you've got is cellular miscommunication and inflammation, and that will be a direct result of the type of food that goes in, namely processed food, processed carbohydrate. And I think it throws the body out of sync with the way that we've evolved to eat.
Evolved to eat, explain that a little bit.
Well, historically, looking at the fossil record, we have hunter-gatherer populations before civilization came around, as we know it today. They survived on real whole foods, basically plants and animal. And I think it's drifted so far away from that now that you look at a packet of biscuits, for example, and there's chemicals on the back of that biscuit where I don't even know how to pronounce half of them. So you could say that we're the first civilization that's tried to eat something we don't know how to pronounce.
When you talk about something like biscuits, because food is such an advertised thing, it's such a thing to be consumed, it's not necessarily a need the way it's approached, it's almost like a lust.
I think we've got it too easy now. I think it's got to a point where we don't have to spend all day foraging for something to eat for survival. Survival's almost a given from the day you're born to the day you die of probably cancer nowadays or obesity-related disease. But I think it's all too easy, and now we don't have to really, really put effort into thinking about how we're going to come about food. We can just go and buy any old thing, and as you say, if it gets advertised, we might not even be wanting to eat. It's just showing up. So
you say obesity-related diseases. What are they? It's not as simple as being, you know, a bit overweight, is it?
No, and I reckon I phrase that wrong because the current paradigm is to say, look, people are obese and this is causing disease. But what's actually happening is obesity is an outward symptom or sign of an underlying disease, a metabolic disease, I think, of energy balance. Now, the traditional way to look at it at energy balance is to say, right, you've got too much energy going in and not enough going out. But I think the new paradigm shift in the way that we're looking at obesity is that we're actually low on energy, and that's stimulating hormones to trigger us to eat perhaps more, but perhaps it's more of the wrong kinds of foods, more of these simple foods that are processed and easy to come by and have come out of a factory. So the nutritional density of such foods is not quite as high as what it would be if they were, let's say, being caught direct from the ocean. You could almost say that for something to be nutritionally dense, it has to have been alive not long before you've eaten it.
Now, being an osteopath, it's not exactly intrinsically connected to diet, but obviously it is when you actually see people coming through and the things that they're affected by.
Yeah, I think it's taken 10 years, like graduating as an osteopath to begin with. You basically practice nuts and bolts osteopathy, back pain, neck pain, looking at the structural integrity of the body. But looking at that for so many years now, I've been practicing 10 years, you start to realise the impact of diet on every cell in the body. And you start to realise how the inner breakdown can be expressed in an outward symptom, I guess.
How often do you see people that showing one symptom, but it's really only connected to something else?
Oh, yeah. Look, a common catchphrase I've got in the clinic is, this is only the tip of the iceberg. You know, most of the symptoms we're seeing have a myriad of underlying causes, be it nutritional or lifestyle, stress, posture. You could go on and on. And I think they all add up to create the problems that 9 out of 10 people are experiencing nowadays.
Are people less healthy than what they used to be, or are people more acutely aware of when they're having a bit of trouble and they want to get it checked out?
People are less healthy than what they used to be, particularly in my 10 years of practice. I've noticed a decline, particularly in children. And I think that's the benchmark, because children should be inherently healthy if they're given the right kind of diet, the right kind of lifestyle. They should blossom. But I'm seeing kids who are breaking down with diseases of old age, 9, 10, 11, 12 years of age. It might not be directly related to their immediate diet, but my thoughts are that it's probably an epigenetic thing that's been passed on. So epigenetics means that whilst this child's in the womb, if the mother's nutrition is poor and she's living a stressful lifestyle, that sets the scene for what this child's genotype will expect to see in the earth. So it develops those solutions. Sometimes they're obesity. Sometimes they're a change in the way the cells communicate because it expects a certain environment when it gets born. So I think they're born on the back foot.
How do parents react?
You're almost blaming them when you tell them this sort of thing, but there's only one way to raise awareness, and that's to put it out there. These are my ideas, even if they're not 100% right. I think it at least gets people thinking of the possibilities, and to me that's better than dogma, is to actually have free thought about how we might be impacting children and the future state of the species, really.